No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me. I am not joined by Ed or Keith. At least not yet. Maybe later on in the show. It's a very busy time of the year for them at Flight Training Professionals here in Orlando. So they're just training new pilots to be, you know. So I'm having to kind of, you know, fly solo and bring in some reinforcements. So that's what I've done. I got Captain Dennis with me once again. He's flying high because he has his new Mooney. He's got already how many hours on the new avionics, Dennis?
I think we've got about 10 hours on it already in the last week.
Yeah, so you're learning how to get all the lights to flash in a synchronicity type of way and just, I don't know, actually know what they mean too, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. It seems like I'm swimming upstream here pretty hard.
Right. But he has a lot of new toys to play with if you've been listening to the show.
It's amazing.
It's good stuff, and it's keeping him busy. 10 hours already. That's pretty impressive to me. I'm like, wow, you've been flying like a madman.
Well, we put a couple hours on, you know, just doing the ADS-B stuff and just, you know, a couple shakedown flights. And then my son and I flew up to Duluth over the weekend. So we got a nice cross country in to really test it out. And then I spent a couple hours this weekend working on some commercial maneuvers. So lots of takeoffs and landings, not so much playing with the avionics.
Mm, okay. So learning as you go, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough. But the next step is now that he can fly with all this new stuff, he has his plane back from the shop, he's ready to go, he has to tweak his insurance just a tad. Is that right?
Yep. You know, we made some significant investments into the airplane, and when I first bought it, you know, it had old 1982 vintage radios in it, and now it's, you know, state-of-the-art. Those are worth a lot to replace. So I had to make a call to my insurance broker, and I thought maybe it would make a lot of sense to bring him on the call today and talk to us about what are the considerations that you need for aircraft insurance, especially since we're coming up on a renewal as well.
Well, there you go. Let's do that. We got Ryan from Wings Insurance, and that happens to be Dennis's broker, I guess. Is that right, Ryan? Welcome.
That is right, guys. And I was just looking at Dennis's pictures on your guys' website, and it's a pretty awesome panel he's got there.
Yeah, we hooked him up pretty good and covering his progress here on the show. And he's going to fly this thing down to Orlando soon. And, you know, I'm going to be a passenger. So I do want to make sure his insurance is paid up properly. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. And you're good there. He's covered. So
okay, good. That's good.
You're all set.
So where does Dennis fall in this window? Because of all this avionics upgrade, he has to kind of, what, increases the value of his plane policy a little bit? Is that what's going on, Ryan, or what?
Yeah, exactly. So one thing we always tell our clients is that you want to insure your airplane for what it would cost to replace it. And obviously, as you go through and make improvements and, you know, and avionics improvements are a big one in today's market because you can easily put $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 worth of avionics into your airplane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's say you do that and you don't tell me or you don't tell your broker, and all of a sudden you go out and something unfortunate happens and the airplane's totaled, and maybe you had it insured for $50,000 when it was $50,000, when now it's worth $150,000. Yeah. And so there's that period of time in there when you want to make sure that you have the airplane insured correctly because – you know, just in case the worst happens, you want to be able to replace that airplane with a new airplane, similar to yours, which is the purpose of insurance.
That's right. Now, have you already done this, Dennis, or are you in the process of working through this thing?
We're in the process. I gave him an updated number, and we've got some preliminary quotes back of what it would cost me to bring it up for the renewal period.
Okay. And Ryan, is that a thing that a lot of pilots just forget to do, maybe, when they're going through some of this stuff?
Yeah, it is. And this actually just reminded me of a scenario that I last week, one of my other clients who owns a 414, so a little bit different aircraft, but they timed out their engines and put two brand new overhauled engines in. And, you know, the cost of two engines is going to significantly increase the value of the aircraft. And they emailed me about 6 months after and said, hey, you know, we put some engines in a few months back. Should we do anything? So yeah, it is a thing that gets missed frequently. And, you know, maybe if it's only a $5,000 or $10,000 change. It may not be something that's as critical, but certainly if you're in Dennis's case or doing a panel overhaul or a new engine, it's certainly more significant.
Yes, and I would imagine this process happens pretty quickly. You just make a call, say, "Hey, it costs this much."
Yeah,
and
it's very easy. You know, if the policy's in place, all I got to do is go to the insurance company and say, "Hey, Dennis has done this, and they're going to he wants to increase the value to X," and they're going to say, "Great, well, Blue Book is, this number on the airplane. What did he do?" So if you can give your broker kind of a list of the upgrades you did and maybe some copies of invoices and that type of stuff, it makes it real simple. All I got to do then is say, here's what he did. Here's the invoices. What's the new premium? At that point, we can make the change that day. So
right.
Very simple on our end to do.
Yeah.
And then I just hand you my wallet and you'll give it back to me when I'm done.
Yeah, just a small part of your wallet, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, and I think that leads to the next question. You know, when you know you're doing this and you're going to have to increase your limits a little bit, you want to know if there's any way that you could like nibble something off the other end somewhere to make it make the pain a little less harsh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is
yeah.
there anything else you can do? Is it more training or are you just like, hey, look, the value of your plane's worth more. You got to insure it for more. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately kind of that path. You know, the one thing to consider is, let's say that you increase the value. Let's just use a number of $100,000, okay? Nice, easy number. And and let's say that maybe increases your insurance premium by $1,000 for the full year. If you do this halfway through the policy, you're only going to have to pay the pro rata portion for the remainder of the policy. So you're only going to be out of pocket $500. But insurance policies, aviation insurance policies are annual policies. So when you pay up front, they're assuming that you're going to be flying the airplane throughout the year and have more experience at the end of it. Now, any training you do during the year, IPCs, additional training, new certificates and ratings, the more you fly, all that stuff absolutely helps at your renewal.
Yeah.
And allows you, allows me a little bit more leverage to negotiate to get a little better pricing for you at renewal. So not much you can do during the policy, but anything you do during that year does help.
Yeah. Well, Dennis is constantly upgrading his skills, just as he said. He was doing all these other flights this past weekend with the new gear by necessity. So, I don't know, Dennis, are you doing any of those with the idea of helping with the insurance premium at the end of the year or what?
Well, we actually have a couple things in play, because part of the reason my premium was probably a little higher this year was my son was going to be on the airplane as well, because he insists he has to fly it. Well, he had zero experience in a retractable gear airplane, so the insurance company put some restrictions on him, saying that he had to be checked out by a properly qualified instructor, and so now he's going to have going into the renewal probably closer to 25 hours of flight time in that airplane.
Will that give you an ace up the sleeve there, Ryan, with the insurance companies?
Yeah, absolutely. He hit on three things really there that are huge. The time and type. First year in a new aircraft is, I tell people, always going to be the worst, because you don't really have any time and type, and especially if you're going into a retractable or a twin or something that's a step up for you. Time and type's important. Instrument rating. His son got an instrument rating. That's a huge benefit in the high performance world. It shows additional safety and training and proficiency that the insurance companies like to see. And then also, Dennis is getting his commercial rating, which again just shows that they know as a private pilot, you don't need to do your commercial certificate.
Right.
But if you're willing to do the training and fly to that level of proficiency and accuracy, that you're probably more focused additionally on safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all those things are benefits to Dennis and to my clients, but also to me, because when I get the quotes from the insurance companies, it's just like when you make an offer on the car, right? Your first offer is never the best offer. So I get their quote and I go back to them and say, hey, love the pricing, love whatever you gave me for limits, but I need you to come down, or I need a higher limit or a lower deductible, right? So, and I can say, look at what he's doing this past year, all the things that they've done to improve safety and fly safely and proficiency. This is a client that you want to insure.
You could tell him in Dennis's case, like, hey, he is a regular contributor to Just Plain Radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll probably raise the rates.
Double.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's some clients I like my underwriters to meet, and there's some that I don't like them to meet. Dennis would be one of those I want them to meet. So
maybe me might be the problem.
So, Ryan, are we looking at any one particular company that you tend to favor, or what are the options for getting insurance?
Yeah, so aviation insurance is a little bit unique. It's not like your home or your car, where you can call multiple companies, Geico, State Farm, Progressive, and get quotes from all of them. What you want to have is you want to have a broker who's contracted with every single insurance company. And there's about 17 or 18 of them out there right now.
And that's what Ryan at Wings Insurance does. He can do this for Dennis. He can do this for you. All you have to do is go to their website, wingsinsurance.com, and they can get working on it for you, or give them a call. Ryan, you know, appreciate you helping Dennis, and it sounds like you're doing great work, and look forward to having you on the show again.
Maybe
Maybe you didn't insure me. I'm guessing.
We can get you a renter's insurance policy. Greg.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Yes. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flying away, is that a bad thing?
Only if you're a human being.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis rounding out the crew today, at least for now. Ed and Keith are busy training new pilots to be, you know, so I got to give them a break every now and then. We got a lot of cool stuff happening, as you just heard. Dennis is obviously ecstatic about his new avionics and his Mooney 201, and now he had to do some tweaking to his insurance. He's getting that under his belt, but he's still gloating. To everybody, like the new Apario system you got in your plane. Have you figured out what all the buttons and stuff do on that thing? And have you really worked it to its limits yet? Or no?
Well, the great part about the Apario system is there's really not anything you have to do with it. It's your transponder. You punch your code in and you're done. But, you know, with ADS-B now, you don't even have to make sure that you go into altitude mode before you take off, because there's a ground switch. It knows. And that's how the ADS-B system works. So as soon as you start to get moving down the runway, the system automatically goes into active and it's all seamless for the pilot. So just one less thing to worry about.
Okay, so Kelly Keller is with us from Apario right now. And Kelly, was that the plan to just make this Dennis-proof? I was going to say idiot, but that'd usually be Greg-proof. You hear what I'm saying?
No, yeah, that was the plan. And you see a lot of the new transponders, especially the digital transponders, having that function. Just because, you know, I'm definitely guilty of it. I fly with an old transponder right now, and I constantly forget to put it into altitude instead of standby. So it's probably Kelly-proof, too.
Well, that's fair enough. It's pilot-proof.
Exactly.
Absent-minded-proof. But after you put it in, you really don't got to do a whole lot to it. It's there, and you're good to go. Was that the plan from the beginning?
Yeah, exactly. You know, even with the mandate in mind, you know, they wanted to incorporate everything in one box, because even with the mandate itself, everybody knows that, you know, you have to have ADS-B out in your airplane. But a lot of times people don't realize that you need to have a WASP GPS source as well to identify where you are for ATC. And so that was all rolled into that ESG unit, as having the WASP GPS built into the same unit, so that it's all in one box. It's all, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, making, you know, putting this with this, or having WASP Navigator with the transponder that's going to work. It's meant to be an all-in-one box, just to make it easy and simple and affordable for folks who out there who need to meet the mandate.
Yes. And Dennis, now do you feel way safer, or just you're just glad it's over with? You got your plane back and you're good to go, or what?
No, absolutely. I feel way safer. And I'm glad I went with the ESG option instead of going with, you know, just the Stratus ES, because by having the built-in GPS, I don't have to worry about compatibility with whatever radios I have. And as you know, we kind of changed plans midstream. We started putting in that the transponder and went, well, it's already this far apart. Now, all of a sudden, we're changing everything and putting in, you know, a couple of new Apario the Avidyne Strat, you know, the IFDs in there in addition to the Apario Stratus. So, you know, we could have probably gotten by without the GPS add-on, but by doing it the way I originally intended, now I've got three independent systems. So I have no excuse for getting lost.
There you go. And I like that, because I'll probably be one of his passengers at some point. You hear what I'm saying, Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't want him to be lost.
It's always a good thing to have redundancy.
Yes. Yeah, he you know, went through that whole process that a lot of the pilots do, that when they start doing this upgrade, they get in, while you're in there, and next thing you know, he did a whole bunch of extra stuff. So
it happens all the time, all the time. Every time I talk to a dealer, that's the story. You know, they come in for one thing, and then they're like, you know what, while we're here, we're gonna add in some other things.
Absolutely. Now, he's going to put it to the test here in a few weeks and flying down to Lakeland for Sun and Fun, and we're going to be down there. Of course, Apario and your crew are all going to be out there in full force, I assume. Am I right?
That's it. Yep, we're going to be there all week. We have a booth set up in Hangar A, but then also this year is kind of a new thing that we're doing in the north part, in that tent area in front of Hangar A. We're also going to have a presentation tent area, and we're going to have a series of presentations, and right now what you can do to get ahead of it is to text Stratus, STRATUS, to 31996. And instead of doing printout schedules, that's how we're distributing schedules for the workshops we're doing in that tent area, because we're going to keep it dynamic. You know, things are going to change a little bit during the show, just depending on what folks want to hear about, you know, what schedules work for the crowd, you know, especially on a given day, because we all know that the weekdays are so much different than the weekend days. So that's how you're going to get an up-to-date schedule. Again, that's texting Stratus to 31996, and you'll get our whole workshop schedule. And I think it's going to be a pretty fun workshop schedule for folks to come by and check out.
What kind of workshops are we talking about? Like how to use the equipment more efficiently, or the install process, or what?
Yep. So the first thing is, of course, those ADS-B information sessions for folks who don't really know about the options out there and what ADS-B gives them. But then we're also looking at doing some other helpful presentations, whether it's, you know, working with ForeFlight and Stratus. We're also talking about maybe doing a flight following presentation, just kind of because what we're hearing. I actually talked to a friend of mine, and more will come out about that later. But he is up in Alaska, and he equipped with an ESG, and it has helped him tremendously, because he's a CFI, and it's helped him tremendously with having his students interact with ATC, because for where he is in Alaska, they used to not be able to get radar contact, so they want to be able to do flight following. But now that they're equipped with the ESG and it's all GPS-based for their position, they're able to have more interaction with ATC, you know, get used to doing that radio work. And so he might be doing it. It's Chris with Angle of Attack. He might be doing a presentation on just flight following 101 and kind of incorporating some information about ADS-B into that session. So we're just kind of playing with some different topics right now. And so that's why we're keeping it, you know, digitally for that schedule. But I think it's going to be some helpful information that we're going to have in that tent area.
Well, I bet. I mean, you got to be careful up there in Alaska. You take a wrong turn, you're not sure where you're at. You'll end up in Russia.
No kidding. Yeah.
Just ask some of our Alaskan listeners. We got an email from some folks. We're going to have them on here in a couple weeks that flew to Russia. Actually, but
oh, wow.
On purpose.
Yeah. On purpose.
Oh, good.
You know, maybe, but you know, yeah, exactly. We want to make it on purpose. I don't think they want to accidentally show up on Putin's doorstep. But anyway, great stuff. I know Dennis wants to come down there and show his Mooney off with all the new avionics in there, including that Apario system. Do you have a special spot for him for that too, or are you going to leave?
We'll work on it. Yeah. I'll talk to my my event people.
Yeah, he's going to get with his fellow Mooneyaks, right? Dennis, is that the plan?
That's right.
Yeah, and so they'll have.
Yeah, it should be a good show. You know, I think it's setting up to be a really, really fun one this year. So looking forward to being out there.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly, we look forward to seeing you as well. Thank you for helping Dennis out, and we'll be covering this process as he gets more into it. He'll probably have to go through every friggin' workshop. You're going to get sick of him after Sun and Fun. You hear what he's saying?
Well, hopefully not. You know, the whole key to it is that, you know, it's supposed to be a simple piece of avionics in your panel. So
yeah.
Hopefully not too much is needed for him to understand how to use it.
Well, Kelly, Dennis, and Greg proof.
Exactly. Man,
but, you know, I could still use some pictures or videos or something to help me along the process. You know,
a coloring book, maybe?
Well, okay. Whatever it takes.
Oh, good idea. I like that.
Paint by numbers, finger painting. We'll figure something out. It'll be good times there at Sun and Fun. And thank you, Kelly. We appreciate it. And it's Apario.com, right?
Yep, exactly. Apario.com/Stratus is going to get you straight to that Stratus section.
More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. All right, so, you know, I have Captain Dennis with me, but now I'm actually joined by Captain Ed. He popped his head into the studio after all.
Yep.
You know, so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited, but not because you're here.
Yeah, I know. You're never excited when I
come. Well, yeah, it's usually a tongue lashing I'm going to get, or
well, you know, I'm sure Dennis has been taking care of that for me in my.
No, he's connected remotely.
Actually, I've been leaving that to Mean Dude. He's been kind of beating up on him.
Yeah, you know.
Mean Dude.
Hey, yeah. Talking and making a scheduling an appointment still doesn't count as progress towards your rating. So we need to get some actual activity.
Says you, there. Not me.
Yeah, I'm with Dennis. We need to get some action.
I'm not excited about either one of you guys being here because we have some special guests via the phone up in Alaska territory. Marshall and Dan are with us on Just Plain Radio. Guys, welcome. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm sitting at Merrill Field today, and it's a nice day, about 35 degrees.
Okay.
And beautiful.
All right. Well, let's see. Was that Marshall or Dan who just said that?
That was Dan.
Okay, Dan, what about you, Marshall? Are you, you know, enjoying the same kind of weather or tolerating
it? I'm here at Anchorage. This is my home and springtime in Alaska.
All right, so these guys are like bush pilots up in Alaska,
sweet.
I guess. Is that you like that term, Marshall? Do you consider yourself a bush pilot or no?
Actually, I just consider myself a GA pilot.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably derogatory if I call you a bush pilot. Is that true? I don't know. You know, we're not politically correct here, as they obviously know, because they emailed us and said, hey, we were listening to your show last week and just thought, hey, you might want to know what we're doing up here, which I got to say, you know, I am probably more familiar with flying in that part of the country more than most because I watched every episode of Flying Wild Alaska.
So that is enough.
I knew that was going to come out.
Yeah, you know.
Has
that,
he told you he met Ariel yet?
Yeah, of course I did. I have done that. And, you know, the restraining order has been set up accordingly. Okay, so guys, hold on. We got to take a quick break, but we're going to find out what these guys are emailing us about and the crazy bush pilot, just nutty flying stuff they did next right here on Just Plane Radio. It's pretty cool. You're going to stick around for this.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was flying. Of course I was flying.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Ed in the studio. Dennis connected remotely via the web. And also, we're joined by Marshall and Dan, Alaskan general aviation pilots. They don't like to be called bush pilots, or I don't know if they care that much, but they said they're just pilots, and that's what you'd prefer to be referred to as, I'm assuming, right, Marshall? I'll go with you first.
Yeah, okay. I'm waiting to hear what Dan has to say about that.
Dan, do you second that or no?
Well, I actually have quite a bit of time in the bush with de Havilland Beavers and 185s on floats, mostly up in the Copper River Basin, and cubs on little sandbars and skis on the glacier. So it's kind of bushy stuff, all right.
Okay.
Marshall's done a bit of that himself. He's just being bashful.
Well, I got to say, Captain Ed right now is going, oh, my gosh, he's my hero. Isn't that your, like, ultimate flying experience?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely want to go up there and go in the outback and land on a river and...
Yeah, and a cub.
With a tundra tires, yeah, and a cub, a husky, anything like that.
That's dream flying for Ed here, guys. Yeah. So he's really excited. Now, if it weren't enough, just the fact that you do this in Alaska, you sent us an email last week, and you said, hey, guys, we've done some pretty nutty stuff up here. Here's a newspaper clipping of a trip that you did. I don't know, how long ago did you do this run over to Russia, by the way, from Alaska? Marshall, let's go with you.
Okay, yeah, we did that trip last summer.
Okay.
And we went over across the international date line to Providenia, Russia, VFR, and had a nice time over there, and basically in a 172. And it's quite a hurdle to get all the permissions together to go over there, but
that's just amazing. I mean, the article goes into this. We'll have to get this up on the Just Plane Radio website. But, Dan, I got to ask you, so did this idea come out of, like, the news coverage of Sarah Palin saying, hey, I can see Russia from here, so I might as well fly it?
I tried to see Russia from my house, but I actually had to go over by Wales or over in western Alaska for that to happen. But I used to fly for the government out there picking up folks for firefighting crews, and we're always looking at the Russian mainland, and I always wanted to go over there.
Okay, you got to be careful how you describe this. You got to be careful how you describe this to me, Dan, because when you said you used to travel there via whales, I'm thinking there's a lasso and you're jumping off this iceberg and hopping on board a whale.
Well, I'm sorry. Yes, there's a little village of whales, one of the close points on the U.S. mainland, or Alaska mainland, that we went over on our way. Then we go over and we start seeing, you know, you see the Diomede Islands. The Little Diomede is U.S. and about 3 miles over there to Big Diomede that's Russian. And years ago, families would come and meet at Christmas in between. And there's been a lot of times when things were a little freer where families could visit. And that's kind of what Marshall and I are trying to do is open up some goodwill so it's easier for people to travel into Russia and Russians to travel because they have family on both sides. They're
sure.
relatives.
Yeah, it's not that far between the two places. I read in the article is like only like a 270-mile nautical trip or something, mile trip. Is that right, Marshall?
Yeah, about yes, and right. But it's only about 60-some miles over there to the Russian mainland.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's really not that long of a trek, but you obviously have all this red tape, and I use the color red purposely in this case, but you know we should be trying to bring everybody together in that regard. So, I read the article. It's kind of cool that you just did it in the first place. But you went over there, Marshall, and you guys actually made some friends in the short time you were there, or what?
Yeah, we had a guide and a driver, and they showed us around and translated for us, that sort of thing. But the customs, that sort of thing, the Border Patrol, we were met by like 12 people to go through our clearance onto the airport. And they're pretty stern, you know, all dressed up in their uniforms and that sort of thing. And when we came back, when we left, finally, they all gave us hugs. So we were thinking, we're doing good.
Well, yeah. Well, what would you prefer, TSA or
Russian? Did they give you some vodka
guys?
To bring back with you?
Yeah. Maybe. No, you don't want to say probably. That would be that would create an international incident. We don't want to get you in any trouble. But it sounds like after they got to know you, they definitely were much more friendly. You don't get a hug when you leave, like, you know, coming back home on, you know, from TSA service. You know.
Well, you might, but
you might, but. That's a pat down, Greg. Yeah, it's not a hug.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can misread that. But Dan, tell me, so what was the big takeaway from this for you personally? Was it just bringing them together like that, or you were just like, you wanted to blaze this trail,
you know,
or
just
what?
To be able to go, you know, we're that close to Asia or Eurasia, whatever you want to call it, and it's just incredible to go over there and see a totally different culture. And the beauty, the raw beauty. One thing we noticed, it was when we flew across Alaska in mid-June, it was 64 degrees in Nome, and there was muskox all around coming onto the airport, actually. But over there, it was still frozen snow down to the salt water. Hmm. A couple of saltwater bays were still frozen.
Wow.
So they don't get quite the influence from the Japanese current that we do here in Alaska.
So it's pretty much cold all the time. Yeah,
it's Siberia.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that's Siberia.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that is such amazing adventure, and you guys did it in a 172, Marshall. I mean, how many people have heard your story and go, what are you guys, crazy? Or what?
Well, you know, it's kind of, I look at it kind of like a regular road trip, except up here in Alaska, we don't have that many roads.
Right.
So we take our road trips with the airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I tell you what, that is very cool for sure. And you guys do have plenty of experience. You didn't go into this blind. You've been doing this for years, not just in Alaska with, you know, all the experience there, but, you know, you're like what, retired FAA guys? Is that the deal? Or what, Dan?
Yes, we are. This is Dan. We're retired FAA, and we worked with the Russians a lot on that BFR route to help this stay alive and keep it going.
Right.
And we were also, safety was a big part of it. You know, I was a safety program manager in the FAA, and we wore wetsuits. We had a 4 or 5 man raft, and we had the best of gear and the best of backup, you know.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You say you had a 4 or 5 man raft. There's only two of you. Were you planning to pick up some Ruskin
Chicks
guns or
something? Well, it was going to be luxurious, you know, if you got... We had our hat, you know, we had our sombrella.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you're dressed up like Michelin men. I gotcha. Yeah, you wanted a little extra space. So Marshall, this whole adventure, you did this last summer. Is this like something you plan to do again? Or have people already followed your flight path since your little trip? Are you just trying to get the word out now or what?
Yeah, we have done some information sharing with the Alaska Airmen. They're the ones that originally started this 20 years ago, heading over to Russia. And we went over last year because there'd been over 10 years where nobody had done the route. And that route is special because normally in Russia they require a navigator, Russian-speaking navigator, to talk to air traffic control. But this route, we wanted to validate that it was still true, that we didn't need that, that we'd actually get there where we wanted to go without a Russian navigator. And we did. And as far as the goodwill, that sort of thing goes, the takeaway for this year is that we're organizing to go to Anadyr, which is deeper into Russia, and the Russian air traffic authorities have told us that they'll honor that English-speaking controller promise rather than having us have a Russian navigator on board, so we can still do it in the 172.
That is amazing. You guys are putting on a presentation at Sun and Fun to kind of go into even more detail. Is that right, Marshall?
Right. We'll be at Sun and Fun, and we'll be at the CFAA on Friday the 13th of April at 10 a.m.
Well, so, we'll get all the details as we get closer to Sun and Fun here.
We'll definitely come listen.
And bug you. Yeah, but that was great. Thanks for reaching out, guys. That is great work. You keep it up, and we'll plan to connect there at the big event here in a couple weeks, okay?
For sure.
That sounds good. Thank you, and we'll look you up there.
And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis, rounding out the crew. So, wow, that was pretty cool, wasn't it, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love it when our listeners reach out to us and actually have something to add.
It proves
usually it's like, Greg, you're an idiot.
Well,
learn
that's
how to fly.
True. But it's just nice. It also proves that we do actually have listeners.
Yes, Dennis?
Well, I was going to say, you don't think Mean Dude reaching out, offering his advice is helpful?
Oh, no, that's helpful. I'm just saying that's what we normally get. Okay. It's just abuse. And this was actually...
Well, you don't have to even wait for listeners to give you abuse. You just get that from us.
Well, that's... I know. So I don't need any more of it. I got plenty of that. I love hearing from folks like Marshall and... Don there. That's
just remember, sweet. The beatings will continue until the license is earned.
Okay. All right. Well, enough about me for once.
Oh, I was going to wait a minute. Mark this date out. He's tired of talking about himself?
Yeah. When we're talking about the abuse of me, I'm tired of it. But that is very cool what those guys did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and, that sounds like they're retired and just having fun now.
Yeah.
And they're coming to Sun and Fun. That presentation.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to attend that one.
Yeah.
That sounds like just a... I can
just
only imagine.
To meet them.
Well, just, that's just one story of... I can only imagine how many they have.
Yeah.
Go over there and talk to their, aviating Russian counterparts.
Yep.
I think that had to be quite the cultural exchange, it sounds like, that they had, and I appreciate the fact they were willing to share and want to do some more of that. So that's good stuff. And they've said they were listening to the show in Alaska, which is also kind of neat.
Oh, yeah.
People are all over the place checking out our goofy little show these days. Have you ever wanted to do something like that?
Oh, fly over to Russia?
No, well, you could go that far, but
Check out the show on the radio?
No, he knows what happens. I'm talking about even just flying around in Alaska like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've never done it, though.
No,
See, when
I haven't gotten farther west than Kansas or Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well, we got to figure out a way to do that. When I went out to that part of the world last year for a cruise, and I was looking around like, oh, my gosh, if we were flying around a 172 around this stuff, that would be the most amazing flight ever.
Yep.
It's on the list. So maybe we can have those guys help
For those people to get vacations. Yeah, you could probably go do that.
Yeah, well, you just came back from one. You've been on a vacation for like the last 3 weeks.
No, I haven't been on vacation.
Was that tractor therapy again?
No, it was family related, but yeah.
Well, okay, so that doesn't count.
That it was it was moving furniture and driving a U-Haul, so.
Well, who doesn't want to do that on their vacation?
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone.
My son's spring break trip.
Aha. But you're looking forward to Sun and Fun, right?
Yes, that's coming up soon.
We're
on the radar yet.
We got like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah. Three, four weeks from now.
I'm not ready for it.
Yeah. Well, you've been, a little distracted lately. I understand.
It's called work.
You've missed the whole thing.
I have no clue about it.
Well, Dennis is ready. This is going to be his first,
So you got all the toys in?
Everything's in. It's all. We even passed the ADS-B validation, so
sweet.
The rebate check is in the mail.
He's already got 10 hours of flight time on the new avionics in his money.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah,
it is. Nice.
So, got a question for you. So, have you gone through the fly-in procedures?
That's next on the list, right?
Okay. No, actually, I've been going over it today.
Okay,
so,
cool.
I've got it. I've actually already printed out the window signs. Now I'm just trying to figure out, where are we going to park? Are we going general aviation? Are we going to be able to get a spot in the exhibitors area? We got to work out some of those little details yet.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I need a parking spot for Orlando Exec, though, because somebody wants me to come pick them up, so I have to go out of my way.
Well, I know people.
Might be able to help you with that.
That's right. They got that.
Keith or I might be able to figure that out.
They know someone.
We got to keep the princess in the hangar. I don't know if she can.
If I can do that. But
wait. Is he talking about his plane or me?
Well,
princess, you.
Oh, just checking.
Question: because the procedure has always been to squawk standby on your transponder when you get within the 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to squawk standby with the ADS-B?
No. That's something that went away with ADS-B. Now, you cannot turn off the transponder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I know that with the ones that we have, we can't go to ground mode. The reason they do that, and the air traffic controllers at Orlando just call it the black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being that everybody turned their transponders off, so it would be a black hole on the radar screen for the week of Sun and Fun.
Right.
But I can attest that nobody does it quite that way, because I've got pictures of coming by Sun and Fun at 5 o'clock right after the air show. I'm at like 4,500 feet, but I got Stratus, and so I'm getting ADS-B in information.
And you're seeing a billion in one airplane.
Yeah, I'm just seeing this buttload of airplanes.
Right.
And it's like, I didn't need to see that because I had just left there earlier that day.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't need to see that. I don't need to really know if I want to ever fly in there again.
Yeah.
And it's all, I've always told you, Greg, you know, when we've flown in there, going in doesn't bother me. It's the exiting that bothers me.
Sure.
Because, you know, they'll launch me and then they'll launch a Cirrus right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can't see him and he's going to overtake me. And it's basically fly straight out to, for 3 miles, then go whatever direction you want to go.
I didn't even think about that problem, though. But yeah, I mean, people like Dennis here is not going to be able to turn it off.
Yeah.
So is that the reason why you had it before? You think you were just forgetful?
No, I think most people didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Or you know, or because there couldn't have been that many ADS-B equipped airplanes. This was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, when you and I flew in, probably that time. Yeah.
But,
so,
but yeah, no, like
they're
going
to have to change that. I would imagine. Well, by 2020, everybody won't be able to do that. So they will have to make some little minor modification, you think? They're Dennis will find out because he's going to fly his plane.
Let us know when you park your airplane. Call this number.
Yeah. You just let us know. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning
to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.